Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning, Monday, November the 13th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about this morning as we come off the weekend. Do want to thank again Gail Merrifield Papp for joining us this morning. Public Private, My Life with Joe Papp at the Public Theater. That is the book that's out. Very interesting story. And we've been trying to get Gail on for a number of weeks to discuss this book, and so glad we were finally able to make that happen. You know, it's so interesting that this man created something so special that we're still talking about it today, and yet did not do it with a lot of money. And I think this is a lesson that people still have to learn. It's a hard lesson to learn, I think. Yeah, you got to have money to live, but that really, for a lot of people, doing something creative or purposeful is really the goal in life. And I think maybe if more people had that philosophy, they would be a lot happier in the long haul. I think money can make you happy for a minute. I think it can make you happy for a period of time. But I don't know if on the long haul it can really make you happy. If you have it, good. But on the long haul, I don't think it really makes you all that happy. But that's just my philosophy. Now, I went through McDonald's this morning, and they're passing out flyers. The McRib returns. Are you excited about this? November 17th through the 19th, the McRib will return. Get a free medium fry and soft drink with the purchase of a McRib from November 17th through the 19th. I think you can get the McRib now, but apparently from the 17th through the 19th, not only will you get the McRib, but you'll get a free medium fry and soft drink. Now, this will be at the McDonald's at 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road. So that's the 17th through the 19th. Get a free medium fry and soft drink with the purchase of the McRib. So you'll get the whole kit and caboodle there, a nice little, they used to call them value meals, but I don't really know if they're value anymore. Combo meals, maybe what they're called. Does anybody out there like the McRib? People seem to have a split feeling on this. They either really love the McRib or they really do not love the McRib. Any thoughts on this or the interview with Gail Papp this morning? 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Do you like the McRib? I know people who love them and will buy two or three at a time and freeze them and eat them. And then there are people who would not go near them with a 10-foot pole. I really don't know what the problem is. You know, if I had one, I would probably eat it. It doesn't sound horrible to me. I think I've had one in the past. I don't think it was an awful experience, but it's not exactly the greatest thing I've ever had either, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Do want to let everybody know that the Fruitcake Toss is definitely coming up on Thursday night, December the 14th. We can finally put that in stone. Thursday night, December 14th from 7 to 8 o'clock. Now, I do want to let people know that here's how this works. We've done this. This will be the fourth year, I think, that we have done this. And all you have to do, there's no money involved. All you have to do is call in here to the station and nominate somebody. Now, you do have to let people know when it is and where it is. And right now, it will be at our new location, right next to Pizza Hut on Delaware Avenue. But here's the thing. you do have to nominate people. And when you nominate them, you've got to ask them, it's not do you want to be in the fruitcake toss. It's, hey, I nominated you for the fruitcake toss. And it's coming up on December 14th. Now, last year, we had a lot of great people in it. Jack Kellogg was in it for the second year in a row. He always likes coming out to do that. We had Police Chief Jay McDonald in it last year. We had Sheriff Matt Bales was in it last year. We had Judge Edwards. He was in it last year. And a whole lot of other people, local people, people from the station were in it. Linda Sims was in it. Who else was in it? Who else was in it? Glenn Coble was in it last year. Several people. And again, I think Pastor Whitaker was in it last year. I think Buckeye Guy was in it last year. So you can nominate anybody you like. And you can nominate as many people as you like. I believe Sean was in it last year. I believe Terry was in it last year and have been in it in the past. So nominations are open as of this morning. If you'd like to nominate somebody for the fruitcake toss, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Remember, it's December 14th at 7 p.m. Mary Ellen Withrow was nominated to be in it. So a lot of things like that going on. Go ahead, caller.
Well, after you get through reading all the dignitaries, then the most important people is like people like myself that listen to the show. The dignitaries, they're known every day. You know, you mention their name every day, but people that really put up the spear and throw it, spearhead this program is the listeners. And I didn't hear my name.
No, I was working my way. I was getting there.
Oh, now listen to me. Come on.
We had Ted.
You say you ended it up, boy, you was looking for other dignitary names. But anyhow, Scott, I was up and seen the area where your new studio is. And I'm familiar with that area because right back there used to be the jail.
Yes, yes.
And right there at that door and that ramp that you go up, I like the way you advertise that. There's no steps, but there is a wheelchair ramp going up there, and it's uphill all the way. And I peeked in the door window, and I believe that ramp continues on up at an uphill. Right? Is that correct?
Yeah, inside the door, it is a little more uphill, but once you get to that hill, you're fine.
Once you get there.
there is a little bit of an incline, let's put it that way.
Well, see, I fill in your gaps you leave out. But somebody that wheels that theirself, don't try to ramp because I think you got to be an Olympic champ to get up there by yourself. But anyhow, and it's a fabric ramp. I don't know what's underneath there, but the outside is a fabric, which is okay. But in the wintertime, the snow, that's going to have to be kept cleaned off and everything pretty good. But I was just wondering about the rules and regulations, what I'm calling about. Now, for the fruitcake toss, that's a big parking lot. Is that, or do you know, at that time, when you have that and advertise that, is that going to be lit up?
You know, I've been there at night, and I've been there about 7 o'clock at night, and yes, the neighborhood kind of lights it up because there are street lights around it, and there are lights on the building.
The neighborhood, but the facility there don't have, like, flooded parking lights, like maybe out to Walmart or nothing. They haven't got a big light that lights up the whole area.
No, but there is a big light on the back of the building that does come out there that kind of lights up really pretty much the majority. It's definitely more light than we had last year at the church.
Yeah, some of the dignitaries that was there last year, I wanted to talk to more, but I just couldn't hardly see their faces.
I know, we were in the dark.
We were in the dark, and that was a shameful thing. They could somebody trip, stumble, and fall and hurt their whole thing except for the fruitcake, and because it was getting thrown out there in the midst of blackness, and we don't know if some of the people that was measuring it, if they was alive or dead on the next guy's throw, you know what I mean?
Well, and see, and I forgot Adam, and Sarah was there, and we had a lot. I don't think Judy made it out last year, but she did nominate quite a few people.
Yeah. I was there, and I had to look down And when you handed me the fruitcake, I didn't know really if I had a fruitcake or a wrapped up tinfoil.
You know, it is a fruitcake. And that's actually the fruitcake we used last year, if I'm not mistaken, is the same fruitcake we had used the year before. So those things hold up.
So how about this year? Are we going to have a fresh one, or are we going to have another one that come out of the freezer there in your office?
I'm glad you asked me that, because this year there was a run on fruitcakes last year, and it was hard to find one. But I got out early this year, and we actually have already gotten a fruitcake. So if we need one, there is one in the office. If you would walk into the office right now, you would see a fruitcake sitting next to the microwave.
Oh, okay. That's the new office.
The new office. Yes.
Yeah. Now, when you're not, what is the hours on that door to get into the new office? Is there... that's a locked door. I know that because there's other things in there.
I believe it's 9 to 5. The doors on the building are open. But if we know you're coming, we'll come and let you in.
I got you. You're not too far. You got a door maid or something like that. Well, I can't say maid. That's pertaining to a woman. You got a door guy. Oh, I can't say that because that's just a guy. Well, you got personnel that'll open the door, right?
We do. The mornings we're there, we got somebody who will come down and open the door. And if not, we'll come down and open the door during the break.
Now, who's we when you're there by yourself?
Well, usually I'm not there by myself. You know, usually Matt is there, or Sean is there, or Pastor Craig is there.
What if that usually don't come by? If I'm just there and want to come in, and you're the only one there, and you're talking, well, I can't come in then unless somebody unlocks that main door. Is that always unlocked 9 to 5?
Oh, no, it's always unlocked 9 to 5.
Okay, that's the hours to get in there. Yeah, when I was a real young man, and I knew a real young officer of Marion City Police Department, he said, hey, come here, I want to show you something. You ever been in here? And I said, no. I said, so he took me down there into the jail. Boy, that was a dungy thing, you know, back in the time, and I don't know how old that building is. Have you ever looked up to see what the building, when this was built?
You know, I don't know, but I'll tell you, we did tape something with Mary Ellen, and she said she had her kids in that building. So that building has to go back at least to the 1950s.
Yeah, and the jail part, I looked there at the bottom where they had it. Oh, they got it cuddied up and blocked up and everything. That I think that was the jail quarters right there as that ramp goes up. You look at the base of the building structure on the Cleveland Avenue side, that's the side that the jail was. They took the prisoners or took the offenders in there.
Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting because I had to go down into the basement one time when we were hooking up the telephone, and it's all redone down there now. It's just they have offices down there. I think there's even a hair salon down there now.
Maybe when we get the chief police into the mayor situation there after the first of the year, maybe when he's on, maybe he can give us a rundown. I remember we're three police stations. One was there right there across from Harding Hotel West, right there on that corner, Orchard Street. There was a police department there, and then I don't know where the next one went. Maybe it was out there, and then the City Hall, I don't know if they got a holding cell in there. Maybe they don't use it or not, but it'd be fun to hear the history on the police, the officers and stuff in Marion. And you know, he'll say, hey, you know, I got a city to run. Well, that's who runs the city. There are a lot of officers, a lot of dignitaries that pertaining to law and stuff. So that'd be nice. I hope you get the ability to discuss that with him and see if, let the listeners know what we're in for the next year for after the New Year's. That'd be our surprise party.
Well, hopefully, you know, we've got two interviews left with Mayor Schertzer before he goes out the door, and then I assume it'll flip over to Bill Collins, and I look forward to that. I think it'll be interesting to see what his feelings are and also see what problems he's going to face as we head into the new year.
Yeah, they make it sound like it is going to go off pretty good, and they're going to be all geared up for it, and new people and stuff. So, yeah, I thought, well, I come inside. I didn't listen to the first part, and I went out and cut some wood and stuff, and, boy, I said, wonder what time it is. And so I looked there in the shed, and I said, "Oh my goodness, I want to miss Scott. I want to dig him a little bit." So, you had look at the beautiful weather we've had, and you know what? We're knocking on the door at the halfway mark of November, and it's been beautiful, beautiful weather, hasn't it?
It has been, and you know it's hard to believe, but we are now 10 days away from Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes, and I know you've been taking your walks. Isn't it neat when it's pretty chilly there in the evenings? And I don't know about your morning things before the show. You go down and get your drink and stuff and come back. But isn't it nice? If you heard the Canadian geese out there in your area going over there to Tri Rivers area, isn't it beautiful sound that crisp morning when the
It is, but I'll tell you something interesting about the walks, and I do like walking, even though it's dark a lot of times now when I go out and walk at night. I was walking last night, and there's this stretch next to one of the cornfields over here. So I'm walking, but I'm always on road. I'm always on pavement. So I'm walking by it, and there's this little tree there last night, and it's dark. It's after 7 o'clock last night. So I'm walking down there, and I've never had this happen before. All of a sudden, I heard this rustling in this small tree, and I looked over, and usually it's like a rabbit or something like that. I did not see anything coming out of that. I don't know if a wolf was going to come out of there and eat me or what was going on. It could have been lights out last night.
Well, yeah. I haven't seen. I've been around in alive and stuff. I haven't seen a rabbit up in a tree very far, that the rabbit in the tree. So we're going to have to, if it was a rabbit, I was just listening to you, and I thought, boy, if you've seen a rabbit in a tree, I'm going to go over and walk with him a couple nights, see if I can see a rabbit up
see
a tree.
See a rabbit up a tree. That's how it goes.
Well, we might be up a tree if you don't get off here and leave room for somebody else. Nice talking to you, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye.
I can't wait to see the new office up there.
Yes.
Good day.
Thank you. All right. Oh, Mary, one of our listeners, is letting us know, yep, that's the old Marion General Hospital. She was born there. I don't know what year the building was built, to be honest. But we are taking entrance into the fruitcake toss as of now. And again, that will take place on December 14th, Thursday night, December 14th at 7 p.m. So whomever you would like to nominate, all you got to do is call in the name. And you can call in, really, whoever you want to at this point. You don't have to limit yourself to one person. You just got to let them know when, where, and how this all takes place. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the PAP Playwrights.
That's right, the legendary Mrs. PAP.
Yeah, that was quite splashing. And the webmaster wanted to tell listeners that the interview is up for their listening pleasure, so Ted can go ahead and listen multiple times. It was so good, he might as well just play it all day.
That's true.
Kind of like actor or actress remembering his or her lines in a play, right? Just keep reading and practicing, and you'll get the lines down.
Now, what did you take away from Mrs. Papp's interview?
Oh. I thought she was candid as usual, and he asked the right questions, and she was to answer. Of course, when Dr. Ruth said she wasn't going to tell you what Donald Trump was like as a man, that was one of the best, along, of course, with Charlotte Ray and her train. Those are my two favorite lines from your celebrity guests, but Papp was pleasureful and very nice.
I thought so. Very nice lady.
Of course, you forgot the champion of the fruitcake toss for the station division, but
I was getting to this because now it wasn't the station. Was it the station division? I thought it was most improved. I thought that's what you won.
Yeah, it was both.
You got both.
I mean, I went from worst to first, kind of like the 1990 World Series or 1991 World. I should know that one. 91 World Series, worst to first World Series. Of course, you were 10 years. Well, we'll mention your age.
How far did you throw it last year? I don't remember.
60, 70, 80 feet.
I
think it hit Angie's house in Caledonia.
Listen, it was not 60, 70, 80 feet. Now, wait a second. How far did you throw the thing? Do you remember? It was about like 40 foot, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was more than the previous year, but that wouldn't have been hard. I just learned you have to... I didn't want to go first. I wasn't being as jumpy, so you have to line drive it. Let it, because you can let it bounce. Versus the first year, I just threw this Ephus pitch, and yeah, it went high, almost hit a helicopter. But you don't throw an Ephus pitch. That's not going to work. You have to throw a line drive, and that's what I did.
Well, I think you threw it backwards the first year. I think that was the problem.
So yeah, it might have ended up in Waldo, So I wanted some positive news, and James, our friend from, in the park business, he posted a link, 9 best small towns in Ohio for retirees. Now, I would call that small cities. Marion is not a small town. It's a small city. Marion is on the list. Warren, one of your favorite places that you've been to, Lima. North Canton, definitely. It's nice, lots of shopping. Maple Heights, a little too much snow, but I'd have returned John. But Marion is the first one listed, and it's a very positive article. It talks about the Popcorn Festival, all the history, the Buckeye Telephone Museum. I've never even heard of the Buckeye Telephone Museum. That would probably interest me. I really should go there, because I hate to admit, I've never heard of the Buckeye Telephone Museum.
Oh, it's in the Historical Society. I've been there.
Okay. And they don't mention Mary Ellen, so there's an Easter egg there, too. But it says relatively safe, and once again, I thank our great police chief and sheriff for that. Get safer every day. Few incidents of violent crime, which I would agree with. It's, I think, violent crime, Marion. Marion is great for 36,000 people. 50 miles from Columbus. Access to premium health facilities. That's a bit of a slight, because Marion, in and of itself, has excellent health facilities. So even the article, actually, it's even better than it says it is. But it says a beautiful prairie area with fishing and kayaking options. You can encounter bald eagles and trumpeter swan, which James and I have talked about. So very positive article with a nice picture of downtown Marion. Lima's kind of a surprise. Lima has a reputation, but it has a lot of history also. North Canton, I'll agree with. I don't know Maple Heights that well, but can they get Maple Heights and Ashtabula? It's awfully snowy up there. Yellow Springs, it's a well-known place. Near a lot of other cities. Berlin, a lot of history there. Oxford. And so very positive article. And
now, who wrote this article?
It's on World. I'll send it to you. It's worldatlas.com. It's James posted a link to it.
Oh, and good.
I'll send that to you. And just interesting, it says a small 36,000 people is not a small town. I wouldn't call North Canton a small town, but I mean it's all relative. If you're from New York City, well, then Columbus is probably a small town. But Marion, to me, is a small city. And you know, Lima has its issues, but it has a lot of history. Also, I know you are a fan of Lima. You've been there many times, and I have certainly traversed myself through Lima. So I'm going to send you the link, and I think it's comments would be. Would be certainly welcome, and I think it's very. It even doesn't even list all the good things about Marion, but what it says is very positive. So feel free to read that. I just sent it to you.
Yeah, 9 best small towns in Ohio for retirees. Now I wonder why they've for retirees, because things to do. Is that the idea?
Low cost of living and safety are two things you would look at, and the cost of housing, accessibility up to health care. Again, for retirees, there's pretty good. I think that's one of the positives of Marion, is for a city with 36,000 people, the health care is excellent. And it's got diverse neighborhoods. You're not really ever far from anything. If you're in the city, you can walk to many places and all the history. And even Mary Ellen's not even listed.
When it says we're close to Columbus, 50 miles from Columbus, quick access to health facilities, services, that's nice. Popcorn capital of the world. But they say we claim to be the popcorn capital of the world.
It's like Reynoldsboro claims to be birthplace of the tomato. I quite understand that. I thought tomatoes grew out of the ground.
This is interesting. On the right day, you can encounter wildlife species like the bald eagle and the trumpeter swan. Now, are these trumpeter swans that are down here that attack me when I go out on my walk? Are those trumpeter swans?
Well, I guess that would be an encounter, wouldn't it?
Well, next time I'll have to stop one. I'll say, are you a trumpeter or are you a trombone swan? Which are you?
Yeah, well, just maybe bring a flute or a saxophone and play, and maybe you'll start a band.
These people know more than I do. Although, you know, I know people have seen bald eagles in Marion. I have not, but I'm sure they are seen somewhere.
Yeah, they should mention that the Cardinals.
Oh, yes, the Cardinals.
Like 17-18 Cardinals, and those are really well known. We've gotten some good press on that. They are very well done by local artists.
I like that they mentioned the Harding Memorial, the Huber Museum, the Buckeye Telephone Museum. That's nice.
They're missing a certain dollar bill signer.
Well, I don't, you know, I think there's a lot of things here. Basically, they're saying we're good because we're historical, I think is the idea here.
Lima, the same thing, despite some of the issues with Lima. There's history there. You know, the QP restaurant you like, that's a well-known place. And it's the crossroads of a lot of different of highways in different cities. Lima is so close to so many different places because of its location.
Well, I like this. I think this is a nice article. I'm glad you brought this up this morning.
I'd like to edit. Yeah, I'd like to give Marion a little more credit, but I think it already. I like that it talks about safety. That's important if you're a retiree. And yeah, you look at it. Violent crime is not really an issue in Marion. I do thank the two aforementioned gentlemen, but for a city that size, we're moving forward. And it was the first city listed too. Again, it's small cities, not small towns. Marion's not a small town.
Now you were at the Fruitcake Talk. Now, I'm trying to remember. Now, Bob Welsh was there as well. Sarah was there. Chip was in the Fruitcake Talk. Who am I forgetting? Who was in it last year?
You mentioned Sheriff, Police Chief Jack. Linda's, at that time.
Oh, Linda's husband.
He won the regular division.
Ed,
he was there.
I think he was the grand prize winner last year.
Yeah, among, you know, non-station people.
Well, I think he threw him further than anybody, didn't he?
Yeah, I remember Sean was there.
Sean was there. Terry was there. Abby. So, Abby was in it last year. Shouldn't forget her. That's why we were at the church.
Sarah brought her bus, didn't she?
Yeah,
She gave Chip a ride.
But she also brought a couple other people with her, which was good, too. But I'm trying to remember. I know Glenn was there. I know that, who else was there? There was a lot of people there. I'm sure I'm leaving people out, but it was a good group.
Yes, it was quite a smashing spectacle, for sure, as it tends to be.
So hopefully we'll get the nomination started here. We're actually...
Right. James was ill or something, because he would be my competition, because... He's young and he's tall, so he would be someone you would think would be able to throw a fruitcake.
Well, yeah, but I thought Sheriff Bales would be on. I mean, there's your tall, probably the tallest man in it last year, and I don't remember what he threw.
Yeah, I think he did okay. Let's hope I can have some competition from James. I'm concerned about him, but I think
he's doing okay.
With my upper body workouts in preparation.
Oh, you're gonna challenge people this year. Gonna be personal grudges.
Yeah, well, I always do I do them anyway. I've got to do an especially large amount getting close to crunch time. So I'll send photos to let people know that I work out and I'm not fooling around here.
Well, you know what? You last year, the first year you threw it backwards, and the second year you won most improved. But now to win the event itself, now that's gonna take a little more gumption.
My goal will be to be most improved again, to improve so much on last performance to throw it all the way to Upper Sandusky.
You know, I know Linda has these statistics written down, so we will be able to check it.
She was a scorekeeper. I remember that sheet of paper, and she wrote everything down, and she was the official scorekeeper.
We do. So we'll keep an eye out here and see what goes on, but hey, thanks for the heads up on the article.
Yeah, no problem. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Hey, and I got a message here. I like this. This came from Jeannie Evers, who's out there listening. Her sister was born in March of 1945 in that building as well, when it was Marion General Hospital. 1945, Jeannie's sister was born there. So now we know the building goes back to 1945. I don't know if it was new then. Oh, and Angie and Jeannie were both there and threw a fruitcake. How could I forget that? Yeah, Angie and Jeannie were there and threw a fruitcake. Go ahead, caller.
Well, since Adam said he's going to be in the fruitcake talk, I'll be in it too, so I'll put my name in the first entry in the without being the executive part of WWGH, so...
Well, I don't know. Nobody's put Adam in yet, so I don't know that Adam's in. So you're the first entrant.
I'll put him in because if we go by not alphabetic order, but the first one in and the second one in, I'd like to be behind him and in the competition. Okay.
Oh, so you want to follow Adam?
No, I'm going to throw, and then Adam's going to throw. So I'm going to get out of the road and go around behind him and watch him, because a lot of people I hear on the radio station and stuff, they're out practicing stuff, but I'm a competitor. I'm not even going to practice. I do the fun part of it, and whatever I throw, I throw. But practice, I love to hear the ones that, boy, I've been practicing, and they only throw it 10 feet, you know?
Well, but I'll tell you, I just want to give you a heads up, though. Standing behind Adam does not mean you're safe, because it's gone south before.
Now, he said, you mentioned it, he said about around 60, 70 feet. That's straight up in the air. That wasn't out into the marking area. That was just straight in the air. So, yeah, he was sky limited.
Now, I will say, now, it wasn't last year, but the year before, the total record for the fruitcake toss, I believe, is 72 foot. Now, that was a gentleman who worked at Donato's Pizza, and now he holds the all-time record. Now, I do know that.
That's right, and he holds that. But records are made to be broken, so... Whoopsie, it's just a new year and everything, and we're going to be on new turf, and hopefully we can see what the field judges are doing. You know how they're getting everybody here and the coach up in Michigan for cheating. I don't know if they get paid a kind of a little behind the back, because I didn't see even which direction mine went. I thought it went out straight, and my son was there, and he said, yeah, it bounced a few times or something like that. But anyhow, I'm in, Scott.
You're in. We've got Ted and Adam, two entrants.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, Ted and Adam are in the fruitcake toss. Now, remember, you can nominate yourself. You can nominate somebody else. Whatever you want to do, just make sure people know when and where it is. Thursday night, December the 14th at 7 p.m. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But if you're interested on the history of that building, like I say, I just got a message from Jeannie here saying her sister was born there in March of 1945. So the building's that old, 1945. And, you know, I don't know when it was built. We'll have to figure that out. And yes, Angie and Jeannie were also both at the fruitcake toss, not only last year, but the year before, I believe. So, there you go. I think that's everybody who was there last year. It was fun. We had a good time. You know, it was just, last year was interesting because we moved it to a church, and it was just a little dark. That's all that happened. But this year, it's definitely, the lighting situation has been remedied. It will be okay. We'll only be out there for an hour, no matter what the weather's like, 7 to 8 o'clock. And again, you can nominate anybody you like to be in the fruitcake toss just sometime before now and then, December 14th. Let them know that they are nominated, and let them know that they are in. So that's how that all shakes out. 29 days left to go. Do we have any more entrants into the fruitcake toss? 740-751-4038. So far, Ted and Adam. Okay. Christmas in the Village, December the 9th. Well, you heard... Listen, if you listened to the Friday night show last week, we're trying to rehearse for this thing. And I think we're coming along okay. I think last Thursday, the two best songs we got out of that were Jingle Bells and We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Now, I'll be there reading Twas the Night Before Christmas, helping light the Christmas tree, which will be outside this year. Matt will be there dressed as a reindeer. Carrington will be there dressed as an elf. So it's going to be a big event in the Village of Caledonia on December the 9th. We've got the Thanksgiving pizza coming up this year, the day before Thanksgiving. That's next week. Next Wednesday, I believe from 8 in the morning till noon that day, 4-hour shift, we will have Bob Welsh in the studio. Now, I don't know what the Thanksgiving pizza is this year. 2 years ago, when we started this tradition, we had turkey pizza, the Tur pizza. Last year, we had pumpkin pie pizza. Now, I'm not sure where we're going this year. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you, the most important guy, and we hope he's there this year, would be Dr. Commissioner Davis.
Oh, yes, he was there. Yes.
Yeah, he was there, and I'm glad he was there, because with the wild throwers, he could make you live, you know, if you get conked in the head with that.
So do we want to put Dr. Davis in again this year?
Yeah, if he wouldn't mind, and if he does mind, well, he could tell me personally, and I'd talk it over with him.
see the people I forget. I tell you, I forget Jeannie, Angie, Dr. Davis, Abby. You know,
here's some of my buddies. I'll get Dr. Commissioner Davis and Commissioner Murray, and the other commissioner is, do you know his name?
Appafeller.
Well, that's right, and we'll have an Appafeller there. So I'll put all the commissioners in and see if they show, okay?
Well, I tell you, call down to the commissioner's office and let them know.
Well, I don't have to call down there and let them know. They don't let me know when they're going to take and do projects and raise my taxes, you know. How am I going to know that they're going to know? If they're listening, they will. But, yeah, okay, I'll let them know.
Let them know. Thanks.
And the date is when?
Thursday, December 14th at 7 o'clock.
December 14th. And you know what happened historical here in Marion? The other day, when you had that wonderful show on, and it was just the most entertaining and the best election show that I ever listened to. You know what happened the following day?
What's that?
Well, the most important thing. That was my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday!
November 8th, 1941. 82 years old.
And still chopping wood.
Oh, cutting wood and kicking butt. You know what I mean?
keep on keeping on.
Yeah, I hope so. It's fun. Yeah, it's good in a retirement town. And Adam said small. I don't like that. This was a big town. This was an industrial town, and that's why it's leading in the retirement thing. This is an industrial. We had men and women in this town that worked hard in all those facilities you name all up along North Mountain Street, Main Street, and stuff, those alleys where the railroad run. I switched those when I hired out on the railroad to run a switch engine up there. They call it a town job. And we pulled things out of all those and all those companies up along the railroad tribe. There was a lot of, and you know what was tops here in Marion?
What's that?
All the people worked together in Marion back in those days. I don't care what anybody says and how far they want to go back. Buddy, we had a town, and we still got a town, and it's a wonderful town. But you know what? We even had people working out there making bombs during the war.
You know, that's true. And we had a president from here and a Miss America from here.
We all know that. We all know that. But there's the other things that don't get the big idol of all the big names and stuff that we've heard that time and time again. But the people of Marion, that's what I'm talking about. The hard-working people that's passed away years ago, including my father, worked in the foundry. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. The shovel and Tecumseh and just these places where people worked. The space crawler, didn't it come from Marion? Wasn't that a big thing? 740-751-4038. All right, now the list is growing. We've got Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Commissioner Murray, Commissioner Appafeller. All right, we're taking them. 53 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good to hear.
okay, yeah, let's cut that. Oh, so you're taking the nominations for the fruit cake talk?
We are. We're already up to five.
Okay, well, if it's all the same to you, I'd like to just ride with my crew from last year.
Right, now give it was you and who else was in the group?
Chip and Mr. Neal.
Oh, Mr. Neal, I see Mr. Neal in the grocery store. I like him.
Yeah, Mr. Neal's pretty awesome. Now, it's my understanding, didn't Chip get married?
You know, I don't know if he did or not. Now, when he'll call in again, I'll ask him. But I know he's engaged, but I don't think the nuptials have actually taken place.
Okay, well, if he'd like to bring his sweetie, there's room for her, too.
There we go. So it's Chip, Mr. Neal, and yourself.
Yeah, and possibly the soon-to-be Mrs. Chip.
Mrs. Chip. Sounds good. Got him down.
Well, so you'll let Chip know for me?
Yeah, yeah. Chip will call in, I'm sure, before then.
Okay, yeah. So how will we... Are you going to give... me his number, him my number, is he going to call? How did we do it last year?
I think you stopped by and saw him at Kroger, didn't you?
No.
How did that all happen then? That's a good question.
I think maybe I just gave you my number over the air and you gave it to him and he called me, I think is what happened.
I'll do that. Well, he called in last week, so when he calls, he usually calls in once every couple weeks. When he does, I'll give him your number or I'll see if he still has it. He might still be in his phone.
Do you have, like, caller ID or whatever?
Yes.
Okay, so then you have my number.
I do.
Well, Friday night was great. I was upset when I called in and you didn't answer because I was going to request a song.
Oh, by the way, now you listen Friday night. I know, I totally missed that call. But,
I didn't even see it. Everybody be quiet.
I was enthralled in the calls on Friday night. but you got to hear basically the American Idol version of Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
Which two?
Move over.
Which two do you think we should go with?
Probably We Wish You a Merry Christmas and Jingle Bells.
Yeah, I think those were the two best that they did. They're quick ones, but I think the audience will get involved, and I think they'll get involved.
You guys might not be ready to go wassailing.
Yeah, I don't know if they can wassail very well, but we'll give it a shot.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open, and the fruitcake toss list is growing. Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Commissioner Murray, Commissioner Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, and Mr. Neal at this point. All right. Well, we're already at 8. How about that? You can register anybody you want for the Fruitcake Toss. Nominate away. 740-751-4038. No money involved here. All you got to do is let the person know that it's Thursday night, December the 14th at 7 p.m. That's how it all shakes out. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The day after Thanksgiving, we'll have our big tree lighting ceremony here at the station. That'll be Friday, the 24th of Thanksgiving. Last year, we had a fruitcake pizza for that. I don't know if the fruitcake pizza will be making a return or what will be happening on that day. There's some other stuff on here that I did this past weekend, but I think I'll have to save that for tomorrow because we're down to the final 3 minutes here. But do want to thank everybody who's getting nominated and doing the nomination for the Fruitcake Toss on December the 14th. We've had a ton of people in that in the past. It's always a lot of fun. And I think the earlier you nominate somebody, probably the better it is because then they know. They can put it on their schedule and not forget it. December's a busy time of year for people. So, there you go. So far, Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Commissioner Murray, Commissioner Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, and Mr. Neal. And again, it'll be where we are now, 685 Delaware Avenue. Should be a fun night. Only from 7 to 8. We're only out there an hour. So it's not a huge amount of time. And we will have a Claxton fruitcake to toss around. And, thanks to Adam this morning, we now have this list of 9 best small towns in Ohio for retirees. And number 1 on that list, now I don't know if they're ranked in any order here, but Marion is number 1 on the list. So we certainly like to hear that. All right, got about a minute left in the program. Are we going to get any more nominees for the Fruitcake Toss on December 14th? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Let me know. I now have a list here with me every morning that says Fruitcake Toss Entrance. And right now, it's Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, and Mr. Neal, and possibly if Chip has been married, which I'm not sure about yet, we will get Mrs. Chip involved in this as well. Again, want to thank Gail Merrifield Papp for being on earlier. Public Private, My Life with Joe Papp at the Public Theater is out where you can get it now. A good gift for the holiday season. And I'm out for today. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley.